The two-week-old baby died in his sleep on the 25th of November, but because neither of the two pathologists in Donegal were qualified to carry out post-mortem examinations on infants and no alternative protocol is in place, the post-mortem examination could not be carried out in Donegal. Bunkrana councillor Rena Donaghy, a neighbour of the bereaved parents, says she was stunned when she realised they would have to travel.
I couldn't believe that we wouldn't have that in our own hospital, or at least have a link maybe to Northern Ireland, to Derry, where we could get it done. You can just imagine the situation that the poor parents were in, to have to sit on a minibus for 5 hours with the dead body of their wee child on their knee. Not only that, there was an overnight stay involved. They didn't get home that night at all. And in fact, it was 10 past 10 the following night when they got back to their home again to make funeral arrangements and all that.
Coroner Dr. John Madden says there was no other option for the parents to take the baby's body to Dublin, accompanied by a Garda sergeant. This, he says, was required by law, as at least one parent must be present when the examination is being conducted. He says he's working to find a better way of doing this and agrees with Councillor Donaghy that the cross-border option would be preferable. He also says with around 70 infant deaths in the state each year, a qualified pathologist could travel to local hospitals, as happens in the case of suspicious deaths.
In the case of violent deaths, Mary Cassidy or one of her deputies will come to Letterkenny or come to Kerry or West Cork or wherever it is to conduct an autopsy. And I think the obvious thing, if there's about 70 sudden infant deaths per annum in the country, that if we had somebody who would come up to Letterkenny to do paediatric postmortems or autopsies, or failing that, if we had some arrangement across the border in either Derry or Belfast, which would be a lot more accessible to people living in North Donegal than either Dublin or Galway.